Right, I'm not assuming either. He asked me to meditate, I'll fall asleep in 5 minutes. I can't meditate. I can't.
You still cannot.
Hmm?
You can still cannot meditate. Now.
Why do I have to meditate? Damn it, the whole day I'm meditating on his work. What more do I want? Why should I sit down with an asana and what not, you know? His work is meditation, doesn't it? Yes, anybody. Huh? Huh?
Yes.
Yes, that's
me. Well, is there any higher point than Everest?
Especially if you have a memory like a sieve.
Memory like what?
A sieve.
Sieve?
Like a sieve.
What
is it? You know, a sieve that you pour flour and dirt through and shake all
up. Oh, yeah, sieve.
If your memory is like that, if your memory doesn't hold anything, then
you haven't got even the God, it's only a ring. You pour it in, it's gone. Same thing.
What were you going to say about Everest? Is there anything higher than Everest?
Huh?
You said, is there anything higher than Everest?
Everest?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah? You're on top of an Everest. Oh. Where do you want to go now?
I see.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Your guru is on Everest. He has taken with you with him. And now where do you want to go? Still up? So, but the thing is this, you see, meditation gives you a sort of peace of mind, if you know how to. You just, as they say, detach yourself from everything and then come down to a point. You feel good. Meditate on the name of God, Baba, Guru, just anybody. It's good. The man feels good. I'm not telling about myself, huh?
Right.
Those who meditate, they do feel good. But the thing is, this meditation should be enjoyed. There should be no tug of war, otherwise none. But first, in the very beginning, there shall be tug of war.
But if you...
You will win.
If you get down to enjoy it, enjoy meditation, and you fix yourself upon meditation. But you could also go to sleep just by, you know, enjoying it too.
Well,
no,
falling asleep is not the same as meditation.
That's not the same because
Your mind goes to sleep.
Yeah.
Mind meditating and mind sleeping is different states.
Yeah.
No, but
mind is the same, but the sleep is different.
Yeah, but meditation doesn't lead to sleeping.
No.
No.
No, real meditation doesn't lead to sleeping.
No.
No.
Sure
no.
It can. Why not?
It should be an awake state. It should be an awake state. Now, the fun of meditation is damn easy. How long do you have to meditate? 24 hours? 24 minutes? 24 seconds? How much? 1 second. Is it,
huh? 1 second enough?
Huh?
And
you?
I can do that.
You can do that?
I can, 1 minute.
Now, you see, you are here. You detach yourself from my talk, you meditate in Baba's name, and there you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to detach.
I'm not sure.
You understand me? You are commuting in train. You're going in car, you are in bus.
Mm.
You understand me? You are a passenger.
Yeah, yeah.
You detach yourself from your surroundings. Remember Baba, remember God, remember anything. There is your meditation. You enjoyed it.
Mm.
You don't have to do it for hours together, my friend. Could that be a bigger fruit?
Yeah.
Did I return me to give you? Huh?
Yeah.
You see the fun? Yeah. So there is no talk of war. You just detach yourself. Come down to the point. That's all. You remember, you bring a special before. There you are.
Yeah.
Damn easy, huh? Trigonometry, algebra problems, all physics problems solved. Right? QED. Didn't you learn in school?
Yes.
QED, quite easily done.
What was that?
No, but I'm not fooling. No, I'm not fooling. You're amongst your friends. Amongst your friends, the talk is insipid, boring, nothing at all. You don't like it. Well, you detach yourself. Don't you detach yourself?
You
do.
Yes, you do.
You do?
Of course.
Yes. So in like manner, you detach yourself and bring your mind to a point wherever you want. Mm-hmm. A thing that you love most. If you are a painter, you'll think about painting. Mm-hmm. If you are a photographer, you'll think about that. Well, let the whole bunch babble. You're not there. Mm-hmm. Although physically there. So in like manner, you can meditate. Awfully easy. You don't have to sit for hours together. It's useless. Why do you have to sit for hours together? 5 seconds, 5 minutes. Enough. While you're actually walking, commuting, eating, drinking. You can do that there.
What you say seems to be very simple, but in these courses, there's almost one book about meditation.
Yeah.
Huh? I haven't read it because I got lost
by heart. Well, what did you learn in the book? Well, you tell me now.
But I would not like to meditate.
Huh?
Too complicated. There's one book that I think 80 pages.
Huh?
80 pages about it.
That's right.
So you put it simply, you know, but he doesn't put it so simply. So it must not be for me.
You see, the simple point, Baba said that he said the mind should enjoy.
Yeah. You say that in 80 pages. So.
Yes. But did you enjoy the 80 pages?
No, I didn't get it.
No, that's right. At least you have learned meditation. You have learned it. Meditation is not in the world. It's a Herculean exercise, my friend. It just comes like that. You got to be with peace and everything. With God and with the devil too. Let the devil do his worst. You are at peace.
Jai Baba.
It's much too much, you know. It's only the master who can explain. I tell you a second-hand information.
No, but I think your explanation is very, very good.
Huh?
To me. Your explanation is very simple to me.
Well, that's what he explained. I tell you that. Yeah. That's all. The moot point is meditation is that your mind should enjoy meditation. Otherwise, it's absolutely futile. Right. See if you can succeed. But even if you succeed, don't teach me. I won't learn. I don't want it. Understand, David?
Yeah.
Meditation is damn difficult. But at the same time, once you get the knack of it,
but don't we have to make efforts before it becomes spontaneous and easy, right? Although sometimes it is spontaneous and easy. We shouldn't give up just because the mind is getting.
Yeah, you've got to bring this mercury to a point. Mm-hmm. Mercury is trying to slip out, you know. Mm-hmm. You can't. That's why you get tired. Mm-hmm. So what's the use of fighting? But keep on fighting.
Yeah.
You'll bring it round. You can. You can. Hey, why do you want to meditate?
Why or what?
No. What's your choice?
Why?
What is your choice? Look, you meditate on anything, Baba said. Let the whole world pray anyway it likes. All prayers come to me. Baba said that. He just pointed to his chest. All prayers come to me. You pray to Christ, he prays to Muhammad, Zoroastra, Buddha, all come to me, he says.
Yeah.
So, what's the difference?
Yeah.
A Hindu bows down to the stone, that also comes to me, he says. It's the heart that sings. It's the quality. So?
That's it, sir. That's it.
He would like to know where you were. Where was Baba during the Second World War?
With him. Bangalore.
Bangalore
and here.
What did Baba say about the war? Did he say something special about it?
Yes, it's the papers and throw it away. Bogus news.
Yes.
You read it every day. But once, you see. One good information. That was at Mehrazad. Every day, he was very fond of leader. Mm-hmm. Yes, would read the paper to him. But while reads there, he just pokes one at you, looks at you here and there. You know, all right? Mm-hmm. Did you see it? Mm-hmm. Yeres goes on reading. You understand me there?
Don't read!
No, there isn't. The Eric has been told to read.
So keep on reading without
a minute. He keeps on reading. That's all.
All right.
Now, first you've got to skim through the heading. It comes to a good heading, go and read it. Two lines. No, I don't want a clap to draw Eric's attention. Now, you just say. You say formado. Next. Agaboro. Go ahead. Leave that. So one day in Mehrazad, you know, these astronomers had installed a bigger telescope and they looked into the sky. And they found something and they were astounded. Baba said, it was just a small paragraph, three or four lines.
Mm-hmm.
They discovered something and they said that there is too much of matter and something beyond and beyond, and something like that. Baba said, Baba laughed. Tell those idiots to look still beyond. Tell them to look still beyond, they'll find still more. Now, yes, just one more particle was discovered about a week ago, or something like that.
Yeah, so.
Huh?
I read that.
What was it?
I don't know.
That. Hey, we are not physicists.
They don't know either. No, really? That's what they said.
They themselves are stumped, my friend. It's a new toy for them to play with.
But he was interested in listening to the newspaper, to the news. Every day he would have the same routine.
Sort of a pastor, as I said, keep him occupied.
Yeah.
That's all. 5 to 10 minutes, throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Nothing particular. Just something. But he never said anything about the suffering which was going on, during that war or any war or anything. He never made any comment about it.
He might have made. Well, you see, the point is, the one who sees the Mandali.
Mm.
All are not with him all the time.
Yes.
Maybe talk to somebody.
All right. It might be during a travel, during Western trip, during Indian trip, during Mehrabad, during Mehrazad. Everybody is not with him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you might not hear something, you might hear something from me. Okay, if Baba at Mehrabad said something, you at Mehrazad. Is
that?
Something like that.
Mm. But didn't he say, you told me, I think 2 years ago, that at the end of the war, and it was in the paper written that Hitler and all those people, who were in the war, that he said they all came to me.
So everybody goes to him.
No, but at that time,
the whole creation comes to him.
No, but he had such self-obsession, like,
no,
I think you told him.
No.
All creation comes to me. That's what he said. You see, prayers anyway, all come to me. He said about the prayers, all right. Man has got to go through his cycles of ups and downs and the experience of the opposites and whatnot, All come to me, that means the whole world will be realized just like that. It's not so as easy as that.
You get the question of time?
Want to meditate?
You are going to leave here perhaps.
Huh?
No?
What?
Perhaps you would like to retire.
No, I don't want to.
No?
Stay up tonight.
I don't want to
meditate.
It's not tonight. He said perhaps you'd like to retire.
Certainly.
Means you're ready for bed.
Did he understand any foreign languages? Or did you have to speak in Hindi or in English? Do you understand what I mean? When somebody did not speak English or Hindi, or could he understand?
Me?
Baba. No, not you, Baba. I speak about.
Baba?
Yes.
Yeah, Baba knew English, Dari, Persian, Urdu, Hindi, Marathi.
Yes.
And somebody French came.
Spanish or any Spanish Chinese or anyone.
Well, the Chinaman had to talk in English
.
To make Baba understand. Well, Baba mentally knew everything.
Yeah, but
as a man, as I said, remember, don't forget Baba's identity as a man.
He didn't speak French.
Mm. Yeah, so if a man did not speak the languages that he was speaking, how could speak with him?
Communicate with him.
Yes, communicate with him.
Interpreter.
If he was in a foreign country like France,
yeah, interpreter.
And a poor man was
interpreter.
Coming,
yeah, that's right.
He had
interpreter.
He did. When he went to Europe, there was usually someone there who could interpret. When he had interpreter.
Well, even in normal times also, there was an interpreter. Yes.
Yeah.
So you, as a new man, you couldn't understand Baba's sign language. So, Iris would speak it out to you.
Yeah.
You would speak it out, Baba would listen. And naturally, since Iris is asking the question, you will face Iris. Mm-hmm. Or you may face Baba. See, Iris was a common individual. Yeah. Just anybody. Mm-hmm. Make it a point of not missing him after 700 years.
Yeah.
Then you will know the real value.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm.
Didn't she say
nothing?
You do the same.
You don't tell what?
Padre.
I'll try to remember that.
Padre. Didn't she say once that Baba had said your connection with him was from when he was Shivaji?
Me? Yeah, no. And I never asked him that.
No, and you said.
I'm not keen on knowing it either.
You said that we were the horses.
No. No.
What was that story?
You see, we are climbing the Satara Fort. One of Shivaji's strongholds. Just we sat down in between to rest. Baba said that whenever Shivaji, you were all with me. Yes, Baba, possible. We are all managing your horses. You couldn't have been soldiers, but managing your stables. That's all. But that's the most we could do. Very large. Very large. No. You were there with me. That's all. Amongst the horses also. We must be moving the horses.
How about you said you were Baba's horses?
Huh?
I thought you had said you were Baba's horses.
No. We were horse grooms.
Yeah.
That was us.
Huh?
Yeah, that was us. We were the horses.
Huh?
We were the horses.
Well, did you have time to talk with the other Mandalays? Did you have time to talk with the other Mandalays and exchange a few ideas or, you know?
Well, we just talk about ourselves, that's all.
Yeah.
Something like that. Every day happening. What else? What else did we have?
Because here the Mandalay, they did not know each other very well.
Yeah.
Because she was always around there with Baba.
Everybody was given his duty.
You really started knowing the other Mandalay when only 3 years ago, when he dropped the body.
No, I couldn't get you. I can't understand you. What do you mean?
So you started really working together, you know, with the other Mandalays, only when Baba dropped his body. Because in
everybody
before,
worked.
Yeah, but you had never been working together. You were working for him.
Yeah.
Now you have to work together in the trust or anywhere.
Ah.
It means that you have to get to know each other much better than before.
We never knew less yesterday that we know better more tomorrow. You see, Iris used to attend to correspondence, Mani used to attend to correspondence. I was never given the correspondence, so I never worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my job. But I knew Iris, not the correspondence.
Yeah.
Maybe you mean that they never saw the women or something when Baba was alive? Is that what you mean?
Break your head in two.
Right.
You never entered that other side of the wall.
Right. I mean, but now, there is one chairman with money. She has now to act, you know, as the president or whatever of the trust.
Mm.
So, in other words, everybody turns to her rather than turning to Baba. You know,
that's only for the work.
Yeah.
just a limited thing. That's all. Otherwise, money is money. See, he's in Mehrabad, I'm in Mehrabad. Compare the work, bring the work to a head, and that's that. In like manner, formerly also the same. But everybody was given individual duty, and it was a strict code never to meddle into others' duties.
Ah.
Strict code. Jai Baba. You wouldn't know what Baba had ordered me to do, that he would advise me. I wouldn't take your advice. You know, just keep quiet. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't know. Baba would ask me to do a certain thing. Yeah. Supposing I'm doing it wrongly. I've never done that. Huh? All right. Supposing to make green color, I may, instead of mixing blue and yellow, I mix red and white. You understand me? Baba asked me to mix red and white, I'm mixing that. But I'm trying to fool you that I'm trying to make green. You understand me? That's different. That's personal. But no monkey business is Baba's orders, remember. All right, sir, good night. You leaving tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll leave tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock?
Yeah.
All right. 2 o'clock. See you after 2 years. 2 years.
After 2 years?
Year, if I'm alive. Huh? Good night.
Oh.
Say bye. Say
bye. Say bye.
Paul.
Come on.
Yeah.
1923. You remember what I said? That it went into my head and it will never come out. I just give you something.
What, sir? The story you just told?
Mm.
1924?
No, you were not there then. You were up.
Sorry,
yes, you were then.
I don't follow.
See, on 1923.
Mm-hmm.
But it was on the beginning of the discussion.
Yeah. Mm. 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 Well, anyway, whatever it is, I told you that we stuck to that point and we have never changed that. No, one thing I'll tell you, one incident. In Happy Valley. You seen Happy Valley?
Yeah. No. I don't think so, no.
Happy Valley is a bungalow like this, a huge bungalow, and a veranda exactly like this.
Mm-hmm.
And a wall, a compound wall, as far as a man stands, and beyond that is a temple.
Mm-hmm.
Mahadeva temple. Mahadeva, the bull temple. And Ram temple. We were there for about 5 or 6 days in the very beginning, and where we got the name Padri and Pendu and others, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I got my name, and Pendu also got his nickname. All right. So, in the Mandali was Gustaji's brother. Gustaji is dead. Gustaji's brother was there. Gustaji, Bua Sahib, Padri, Pendu and others, many other people. Now, Gustaji's brother was a very mischievous man, remember.
Mm-hmm.
He used to tease others. A tease for good reason, you know. So, 3 or 4 days we were to stay, and we had stayed, so there was plenty of time. And at about 3 o'clock, I was in the room, and all of a sudden I come out in the veranda, look over the wall, I see two people, one Baba's brother and another of the Mandali, sitting there and talking to the worshipper of the temple. So I also go there, roundabout way. I just sit down for about hardly 2 minutes, and Baba comes in the veranda and looks and asks the Mandali, who are those people there? So 1, 2, and 3 are sitting, he says, call them. We came. What are you doing there? Just talking. Talking what? He asked, so Gusaji's brother answered that we were talking about God and spirituality and religion. Or, oh, very good, very good, very good.
Yeah.
What else were you talking? I said, Baba, it was just 2 minutes that I went. You went, didn't you? You did go. Yes, Baba, I did go. And how long have you been there? Baba, I went with him. What were you talking? Same thing. Oh, very good. Spiritual God, huh? All right. Come on, take your bed and bedding and make him your guru. Come on, get up. Get up. You're standing here. And you're standing there. Come on, don't stand there looking at me. Take your bag and baggage and make him your guru. From today, I'm not your guru. Today on. Go on.
Oh,
just like that. Shrug. And say again. Did you hear me or not? You. Go on, take your bedding. You don't dare move. No, Baba. Active, forgive us. Go on, take your bedding. You heard me. Come on. Go on. No, Baba, excuse me. Excuse us, it's our mistake. You will never go there. Now, look, you fools. Now, here comes the advice. Look, you fools. Once you have made a guru, don't go to anybody else. I am your guru. Never, never go to anybody else. That has been impressed so very much that I never go to anybody. I am honestly telling you. Only I went to Babajan in Upasana. Babajan on the way to Pune. Before that, I would ask Baba. He said, definitely you go. Baba would emphatically say, yes, go. And had I gone to Babajan, even without asking, he would not have objected. But to these shams, you never go there, they'll mislead you. So many times he said, to others also, once I tell you to do a thing, you do that. Once I tell you not to go to a particular man, don't do that. If he gives an order to the contrary, you are lost. Suppose he has told you to fast today. All right. You are fasting tomorrow also. That is only one meal a day. You go to Bombay and see some musk there. The musk simply takes out an orange and gives it to you. What do you do? You're lost. If you don't eat that orange, you insult that musk. That musk gets angry. If you eat that orange, you break Baba's orders. So he says, don't go there. They might ask you to do something contrary to mine, and you'll suffer. So never, never go to anybody else. From that day, even if I see anybody, you know, I just fold my hands from the distance, 1 mile, and I say, hell, I won't get away. I never go near him. So he's been impressed so well. So in like manner, I told you one thing that has been impressed so well in our heads. Only just now, when I came after dinner, some other thing. Well, you will remember. Well, Jai Baba. Remember, don't make anybody your guru.
No.
Crazy. He says, no, but it's just because we are afraid, you see, that we might catch hold of, we might get the impression from him that he's sitting like this and he seems to be so forlorn and so tired and all that, and I'm supposed to be happy, but the impression will reflect upon me, reflect upon my happiness, and therefore I just want to avoid him. And I turn here and I see a lady over here, but I don't want any impressions of the lady, so I turn this way. That's how I'm going crazy. Baba says, that's why I say, don't go deep into it. It's not your prerogative. It's not your, you have nothing to do with these things. You do not understand even a fraction of that which you should know, and that you come to know immediately when you realize it. So this story will bring home to you, he said, how beautiful the laws of karma act and react. And then he gave us the story of a person who had committed 99 murders. 99 murders. He thrived on it. He lived on it. He made his livelihood on it. And he supported his family and all that stuff. So, one day, so happened when he had committed these 99 murders, he didn't feel anything about it. But after the 99th murder was committed, did you hear the story before? You don't get frightened. So what happened is that all of a sudden, he stood there and he said, what have I done? I've soiled my hands with murder all my life. So I soiled my hands all my life, and what have I done? So